Kane's vast experience can help you achieve your own personal success. This is your GPS, Guiding Principles of Success.
Thank you for joining us for our weekly segment on success, guiding principles thereof. And joining me each week for this segment is Ms. Ashley Frasca.
Here I am.
Welcome.
Hi.
We were talking about the American dream last week, and it was such a popular topic, we thought we would continue it again today. So who do you have first up?
Yeah, what a perfect spot in the show for this kind of thing. And like you said, it just really caught on. And it was a feel-good kind of segment we did last week. But asking people what were their American dreams, or were they even able to identify the fact that they had one? And then a lot of callers wanting to share, not only did they have one, but they wanted to tell you how they'd already achieved it.
Great.
So, yeah, we have some holdovers from last week and then some new questions about starting businesses and that kind of thing. So first up is Cheryl, and she has started a nonprofit that I just think is a fabulous idea.
Hello, Cheryl. Welcome to the show. Tell us about what you started.
Good morning, yes. Carmen. I am living my American dream. I have started a nonprofit organization that benefits domestic violence victims.
Wow. And where did you start this organization? What city?
I'm based in Longwood, Florida, which is a suburb of Orlando, and it all happened pretty much by accident. It was never anything I planned, but you talked about connecting the dots.
Yes.
And in hindsight, I can tell you that founding this foundation has connected all the dots of my entire career.
Wow. What are some of the things you've done in your career? That's inspiring.
Well, I've had many chapters, starting with a degree in marketing and communications in college, and then I worked in the corporate world. And a big turning point for me was the day my boss gave me a big fat failure on my job performance review, and I had no idea who she was talking about, and I quit my job the next day. And then that set me on course to start my own business. I was a writer, and then I wrote a book about couples married 50 years or more, which led me to public speaking. And then I became a college speaker, and then I started learning all about dating violence and domestic violence. And here I am today starting my own nonprofit.
You took a lemon and turned it into lemonade.
I've had many lemons along the way, and I have learned, I have a mantra, two of them. One is rejection is leading you to a better opportunity, and fear points you in the direction you need to go, which is directly into it. And those two things have been my bloodline for years.
Write that down, Shana B. That's wonderful, Cheryl. What an inspiring story. So how long has your organization been in existence now?
It's officially been in existence. And what we do is we collect new lipsticks and we give them to domestic violence shelters all around the United States. We've now covered all 50 states.
Wow.
And I was doing workshops at my local shelter, and I started thinking, how can I really make these women feel like women again? My mom always said to me, Cheryl, if you want to feel better, you just put on a little lipstick. So I started taking lipsticks with me. I went and bought them myself, and the room became magical when I gave away the lipsticks. And so then I thought, how can I multiply this by the thousands? And that's how I became a 501c3.
And you said that you have now had an impact in all 50 states with the lipstick idea?
Yes.
Wow.
Right.
Congratulations.
We've covered all 50 states. As of the most recent mailing, which was 1,100 new lipsticks to domestic violence shelters all around the United States.
A not-for-profit organization. Now, I want you to tell, we don't normally do this, but this is such an inspiring story. I want you to tell the name of your organization, and I want you to give information as to how people can contact you, either a web address, which would be easier, such that if they want to help you spread the lipstick around, then I think that is great. So what's the name of your organization, and how can people contact you?
Okay, thank you, Herman. The name of the organization is three words. It's called Find Your Fabulosity, and it's FABULOS, like in Sam, ITY, findyourfabulosity.org, and all the contact information is on the website.
Spell fabulosity again, because I'm trying to write it down.
Okay. It's F like in fish,
yes.
A, B like in boy, U, L, O, S like in Sam,
Yes.
ITY.org.
FindYourFabulosity.org.
Yeah, because when a woman puts on her lipstick, she feels absolutely fabulous. And you can ask any woman. Ask Ashley. She'll probably agree with it.
Ashley, is she right?
You know, I don't wear lipstick every day, but I've been doing TV all week, and I do. I feel really pretty with lipstick on all week.
All right.
Very
good.
My hair can look a mess, but the lipstick works.
Cheryl,
if we can work the lipstick, that's what we got going on.
Hey, if that gets their attention and starts to lift their self-esteem, I think that is great. Well, I'm going to check the website out also, Cheryl. And again, congratulations. What an inspiring story. I love your mantras about, rejection helps to point you in the right direction. And what was the other mantra that you mentioned?
It's rejection is leading you to a better opportunity.
Right.
And fear points you in the direction you need to go, which is directly into it.
I got you. Cheryl, congratulations. What an inspiring story. And thank you for sharing it. All right, listeners, findyourfabulosity.org. Okay. I think that is fantastic. What a great American dream.